Hello everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 433. No, boys and girls, as you will know, Mr. Charlton absolutely loves reading and writing stories for my listeners. But I have a cousin, and he also likes writing stories. He has actually produced his first ever book, and you can buy the book on the Amazon website. I've put the link inside the information section on my podcast. But today, I am going to read it for all the boys and all the girls across the world. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Wizard's Adventure, Pirate Matey, by Stephen Holden. Jacob is looking for his favourite teddy dragon called Wizard. For Wizard is no ordinary teddy. When Jacob finds him, he stands Wizard up on the bedroom floor, and Jacob says some magic words. Wizard, let's go and play and go on a new adventure today. Jacob starts to shrink all the way down to the same size as Wizard, and the most amazing thing begins to happen. Oh, hello, Jacob, said Wizard. Jacob is so happy to see Wizard. He gives him a big, big hug. What adventure are we going on today? Oh, well, jump on and let's find out, said Wizard. Jacob jumps onto Wizard's back and starts to wag his tail round and round and round and round and round. When the star at the end of his tail begins to sparkle, they both zoom out of the bedroom window and fly into the sky. While flying, they both see a pirate ship on the big blue sea. Look, Wizard, said Jacob, pointing to the pirate ship. Oh, let's go down and take a closer look, replied Wizard. Oh, but first, let's get into our own pirate outfits. Wizard works his magic tail again. He works it and works it and works it. Aye, matey! Jacob is so excited to be a pirate. When Wizard and Jacob land on the pirate ship, they both see that something is not right. Not right. Oh, some of that treasure is ours, shouted one pirate, banging onto the captain's door. Oh, that it be, shouted another upset pirate. What? That is mine. Oh, what's going on here? Asked a concerned Jacob. Captain Darcy, sure, she won't share, replied a third pirate. Jacob knocks onto Captain Darcy's door to see if he could help. Captain Darcy, you should treat people how you would like to be treated, or else nobody will want to play or share with you again. Captain Darcy ignores Jacob and carries on blocking the door with the treasure chest. The rest of the pirates listened to what Jacob had to say, and they all decided to share whatever little treasure they had with their shipmates. They are all so happy. They cheer, start dancing and singing, with Captain Darcy looking on. Captain Darcy soon realised that it is not fun being on your own, and it is the little things that count. So she decided to say sorry and share all the treasures with the crew. The pirates chant, Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, join in now you will. Captain Darcy slides along the floor and joins in with the pirate party. Woohoo! After a fun-filled day, it is now time for Jacob and Wizard to go home. They pass their belongings back to each other and wave goodbye until they all meet again on a whole new adventure. Wizard and Jacob have had such a good time with the pirates that they are both all tired out and ready for bed. Oh, good night, Jacob. Good night, Wizard. Soon after getting into bed, they fall fast asleep. The end. Boys and girls, what a wonderful wizarding adventure. I hope you enjoyed the story just as much as I did. And if you do like that story, you can actually buy it as a real book this time, which is absolutely fantastic. I will see you all very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye, bye.